All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Glad you are here. Today I want to share a word about holy now. The holy now. You know, one of the things that I think we miss in our daily living is we often want to reduce things to what is normal or what could be normal for how we live or normal in what we should experience. But I think we are called to more than that. As God's people in the world, I think we're called to more than that. There is nothing normal you see in the gift of breath, the gift of bread, the gift of kindness. I think our work, the people of faith's work, is not to normalize things, but to consecrate things. To bring our sorrows before God, to place our wonder, joy, compassion, thanks, and all of our holy scraps of hope right before God. To not hoard those or to reduce them to normal, but to realize that there's something sacred and there's something to be consecrated with each of those things. And to that end, I want to share these words called holy now from Peter Mayer. That's Peter Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. He wrote this song, I think, in 1999. You can look it up on YouTube and listen to it. It's got a great video to it. But it's a song called Holy Now. And I want to share those words as words of consecration. And words to consider for daily living. There's a little bit of challenge here for us. But again, not normalize, but consecrate. So hear these words. When I was a boy, each week on Sunday, we would go to church and pay attention to the priest. He would read the holy word and consecrate the holy bread. And everyone would kneel and bow. Today, the only difference is everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. When I was in Sunday school, we would learn about the time that Moses split the sea in two. Jesus made the water wine. And I remember feeling sad that miracles don't happen still. But now I can't keep track because everything's a miracle. Everything, everything, everything's a miracle. Wine from water is not so small, but an even better magic trick is that anything is here at all. So the challenging thing becomes not to look for miracles, but finding where there isn't one. When holy water was rare at best, it barely wet my fingertips. But now I have to hold my breath like I'm swimming in a sea of it. It used to be a world half there, heaven's second-rate hand-me-down, but I walk it with a reverent air, because everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. Read a questioning child's face and say it's not a testament. That'd be very hard to say. See another new morning come and say it's not a sacrament. I tell you that it can't be done. This morning outside I stood and saw a little red-winged bird shining like a burning bush, singing like a scripture verse. It made me want to bow my head. I remember when church let out, how things have changed since then. Yes, everything is holy now. Everything is holy now. Can you see in your life, out there in the world, how indeed everything is holy, that God is there meeting you in the sacred, in the simple, what might seem normal, but there's so much more. I pray that for you on this day, because I think it's a beautiful way to live, encountering the living God in our lives through absolutely everything. All right, friends, good day.